Hey, welcome to the Law of Attraction Institute. I've been looking at videos lately. If you type in Christianity and the Law of Attraction, you're going to see a lot of videos where people were like, I tried the Law of Attraction, I'm a Christian, and it worked, but now I'm not going to use it anymore because it's demonic, or something like that. And the reality is that this isn't necessarily true. But the answer is not so simple. So I want to explain why you absolutely can use the law of attraction if you're a Christian. But this is what Christians are completely missing, that think the law of attraction is demonic or a replacement for God or something. We live in a material universe. And if you don't have any spiritual connection to anything, then you might be somebody that's looking. You're looking to have what you want, to create a better life. And maybe you're struggling, maybe you're frustrated. And so you're easily persuaded and influenced by things out there that sound good on the surface, but could be deceptive. And that's where the problem comes in. Now, here's the whole reality of the law of attraction. We're in a material universe, yes, but the source of everything
is God. And I like to refer to God as the source creator. Now, many Christians will say, oh, New Age, this is New Age. And sometimes people use the word universe instead of God. Well, if you think about this, the universe, everything that's in existence, is related to God's will. Everything. Dark and light, spirits. Now, on the level of a spiritual reality, all the spirits in that universe are one. They're all part of God. There is no division. There is division in the human reality. Now, how you use anything, the law of attraction is a tool. So how you use any kind of tool is going to be determined by your ethics. So sure, you can use tools, and those tools can harm you in a way if you do not know what you're using, or you could be misled, or you could put your belief in a false idol. If you don't have a spiritual connection to God. Now, Christians say, well, you not only need a spiritual connection to God, you need a connection to Jesus. And I like to simplify this because the answer isn't so simple. And even if you're a Christian, chances are you haven't really researched the history of Christianity, because there's many layers of the Christian faith, and there's a lot of hidden layers. So the modern form of Christianity today is not the Christianity that existed 2,000 years ago. And the roots of Christianity has the roots in Gnosticism and Gnosis. And there were Gnostic Christians in the first century. So it's very interesting when you look at the history and you actually look what your putting your faith in. But I like to simplify things and say, look, if you have a faith in God,
God is really integrity. So if you have a faith that there is a higher power that you're a part of and that could magnify and multiply in your life, then you follow a path of integrity and realize that God is the source of all creation. So God is like a power source, and Jesus is like an equalizer, which brings in the ideas of love, compassion, and forgiveness. But you can read the Bible and find that there's plenty of references of the law of attraction in the Bible. You know, ask and you shall receive. And that's a very simple form of the law of attraction. But the way that I see and have applied the law of attraction in my life is that I understand the law of attraction to be focus. And what you focus your mind on, you will ultimately manifest in your life. Now, the problem with that is that that's your conscious mind. There are a lot of things that are in your subconscious mind that you may not be aware of. And these elements of your subconscious mind, these thoughts and experiences, if you're not aware of them and you apply the law of attraction and you're focusing on some things, like let's say positive thinking, but in your subconscious mind you have negative beliefs that counteract your positive thinking, the law of attraction is still working, but it's counter-manifesting. So if you're counter-manifesting, you're manifesting things that you don't want in your life. So ultimately, this is a process of spiritual growth. The problem with Christianity that I see is that a lot of Christians, they give up their free will because they say that, well, if it's meant to be, it's God's will. Well, you still have to take action in your life. You still have to work towards what you desire. And if you're expressing your free will and it's in alignment with God's will, because remember, God is integrity. So if you're living your life at your highest integrity, then you're going to be in alignment with God's will. And your desires are how to express your free will. And you can have any kind of desire and express that desire in a negative way or a positive way. So having desires isn't a bad thing. It's how you want to express that desire. Because desire is what gives people a reason to live. Now, if your desire is to follow God's will, then that means your desire is to live in the highest integrity of your life that you possibly can. So whatever you are manifesting, as long as you are in alignment with your highest integrity, then you're going to manifest what you want based on your highest integrity. Now, if you're a Christian and you're waiting for Jesus to come back, well, then you're taking your power outside of yourself and you're putting it on an event in the future. And then everything will be okay when Jesus comes back. Well, the way that I see it is that Jesus has to come back inside your heart first in order for Jesus to come back in the physical. So if Jesus represents love, forgiveness, and compassion, and you're practicing love, forgiveness, and compassion every day, and you're practicing the law of attraction, which is focusing on your desires and taking action, and you're taking actions that are in the highest integrity, then you're going to be in alignment with God's will and Jesus. And so therefore, there are no conflicts with the law of attraction and your faith. And now the next topic are demons, because Christians are afraid of demons. And we'll go into that in the next video. But here's the problem. If you're afraid of demons, again, demons are not outside of you. The demons are inside of you. And demons are represented in your subconscious mind as unresolved conflicts in your life that come back to haunt you. And these could be in the form of negative desires. So there are people that have not had a strong understanding of their faith or spiritual connection to a creator or a source of power. And therefore, they look for other sources of power outside of them. And then they could become involved with cults and forms of magic that are destructive. And so someone may say, a Christian may say, well, the law of attraction is magic, and that's bad. Well, your mind is magic.
Your existence is magic. But the question is, do you have a connection to a source of power?
And this is an area that will create some problems, and you'll have to really explore. But the idea is that you have free will and you have desires. So if you use your free will and you follow your desires, then you have a choice on how to express those desires as a negative or positive. But if you have what Carl Jung refers to as shadow, these are elements of your subconscious that are hidden from your subconscious mind, unresolved problems of your past. Well, these can manifest as demons. And fears. Now, if you're not facing your fears and you're not facing what's in your subconscious mind, these can manifest in ways that you did not expect. They could manifest as problems, as challenges and obstacles. So if you're using the law of attraction, or you want to learn how to use the law of attraction, realize that if you really want it to work, you need a spiritual connection. And I think that there is value in all religions, because all religions really talk about a source of power. That power is the creator, the source creator, or God, or spirit. So when you look at things in a general way, you can find common ground. Because when you start to get into a place of division and dividing against other people, that's a form of judgment. And if your judgment is invalid, if it's inaccurate, then you'll be making false judgments and you won't have discernment. So I like to try to simplify things so that in that simplification, you're able to keep an open mind and be an observer and begin to think and critically think about the information that you're looking at, and you know, how does it feel on an intuitive level, and how does it feel on a conscious, logical level, and does it make sense? And if it doesn't make sense, then it's okay to question that information. And you may not answer it away.
You can start to form patterns in what you understand to be true. And you can see similarities with other things, other belief systems.
And then demons do not become your adversaries, they become your teachers. When you have a grounding in a solid alignment with your power, which is connected to a greater power, which is connected to the source creator, and there are many levels and layers that need to be unraveled in order to see that and to see really what is true. There's also illusions. There's also false power, something that you may think is power. But again, you want to find the true power, you have to ask, is it aligned with integrity, aligned with your highest integrity? Is it aligned with love and compassion and integrity? Because when there's a blockage of energy, let's say a problem happened, a conflict, let's say that has created sorrow or rage or anger. That rage, anger, and sorrow can turn into a demon. An attachment, which is using your energy in a negative way. So if you're manifesting and you have rage that's unresolved and sorrow and anger, you're going to be diverting your energy into these negative emotions. So although you can manifest without forgiveness, which is letting go and releasing this sorrow and rage and anger, and forgiveness is healing. So when you apply forgiveness, you free up energy. So as far as the law of attraction goes, this can work with any type of belief system, and it does. I'm just relating this to Christianity because I see that there's a lot of videos talking about how the law of attraction is a distraction or it's demonic, and Christians shouldn't do that, but that's ridiculous. It just requires critical thinking and a willingness to see what is an illusion, and even to change your mind, to expand your mind and to expand your awareness to what is true and what is an illusion.